Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.
This is NFL Draft Bible Players Spotlight live on location, Mobile, Alabama. I am joined by Darrell Scott, Maryland Terrapin. Shined at the Shrine game. Now you're back for a second helping. How do you feel after day one's in the books here in Mobile?
Very excited. Just being able to be around these guys. A great group of guys. I mean, the best in the country right now. But definitely feels good to be able to compete with them.
Well, there's a reason you're here, because you are part of that group. How did you feel as far as conditioning? It's now been going to be a long 2 weeks. Are you ready for the challenge?
Definitely. Where I'm working out at, I think it kind of prepared me to be in shape for it. Where I work out at Access Academy in Boca Raton. He gets me in shape, and I've been ready since I got the invite.
Any former players or position coaches you're working on that are coaching you up all the offseason?
Say it again?
Any former players or maybe running back coaches that you've been working
Work out at Eric Rett. He used to play for Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a real good guy, and he's definitely been helping me out.
Mm-hmm. Now, we got the height, the weight. Darrell got asked your most recent 40 time.
Most recent? Man, I haven't ran one in a while, but probably 4.3.
4.3, that's nice. Very respectful. What's something that you think you're bringing to the table that other running backs may not? Something that sets you apart from other prospects?
I think most of all is my versatility, being able to run outside, being able to take, be able to give hits inside, and be able to catch out the backfield. All aspects of the game is being a running back. I think I have a lot of things that people can have to offer.
Well, it seems like you have the ability to block against the pass, shut down some of those pass rushers. How do you practice that in the off season, and how do you work at improving that?
Just a lot of reps. That was one of my weaknesses coming in, but definitely just something that I just had to fight for, because to be a running back on Sundays, you have to be able to block. So I mean, that's something I just had the will to do, just to get better at, because I want to stay in all game. I don't want to come out on third downs. I want to make sure I'm in the whole game, be able to help my team out.
Absolutely. Now, is that basically the aspect of your game you're trying to improve, or what are some of the other factors of your game that you're trying to maybe take up to the next echelon?
Everything. My speed, my explosiveness. You can't ever get better.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I'm trying to get better at every aspect. It's my speed, my explosiveness, my blocking, my catching, my route running, everything. Just to have the edge on the other running back.
Absolutely. Now, over your career in the ACC, it's all in the books. Now, looking back, who would you say some of the defenses you faced that have been the toughest to score against?
Boston College is pretty tough.
Yeah.
They're pretty much a hard-nosed defense. They're pretty solid. Florida State, they're always solid.
Mm-hmm.
And Clemson, that's the top three that stand out right now.
Right. Most definitely. I'll let you get out of here on this busy day. We appreciate the time, but also fans want to know, you got the social networks, you on Facebook, your Twitter, maybe a gamer tag?
I have a Facebook. I don't have a Twitter. A lot of my teammates trying to tell me to get one, but maybe I might get one in the future.
I'm telling you, Lightning 19 or Lightning, you know, whatever. That'd be a good fit, but you will certainly get many followers if you're on the Twitter. But
sounds good. I might have to do it then.
All right. Appreciate you taking the time, Drill, and best of luck the rest of the week.
Thank you very much.